Well, you may remember the young drug company CEO Martin Shkreli, who became infamous earlier this fall for dramatically hiking the price of a life-saving drug, Daraprim, from $13.50 up to $750 overnight. Here he is being asked by CBS's Don Daler about that decision.
Why was it necessary to raise the price of Daraprim so drastically?
Well, it depends on how you define so drastically, because the drug was unprofitable at the former price. So any company selling it would be losing money. And at this price, it's a reasonable profit, not excessive at all.
Well, in an unrelated twist, Martin Shkreli was arrested this morning by federal agents, not for anything related to drug prices, but for securities fraud. Carrie Geiger is a reporter with Bloomberg. She's covering the story, and she joins us now. Carrie, what exactly is Shkreli being charged with?
Yeah, so this is a fascinating twist with his arrest this morning and also with his indictment that, as you said, it has nothing to do with the incredibly contentious issues around the way he's pricing the drugs that his companies own. He does have more than one drug company that has increased the price of a life-saving drug rather significantly in the past couple of months. But really, it has to do with a group of hedge funds that he ran several years ago and the way he managed those hedge funds, and particularly securities fraud with those hedge funds. He is accused of lying to investors about all sorts of things, including how much money was in the hedge fund, how profitable it was, whether or not they had, you know, auditors, and very simple things like that that are kind of the bare minimum regulatory requirements. And what he did is basically, and it's outlined in the indictment, is he took money from the different hedge funds and he used it to pay back investors, and he kind of shifted things around like a Ponzi scheme or a shell game. And that's straight up fraud. It's straight up securities fraud. And the third thing that happened with him, because there was two issues related to how he was moving money around with the hedge funds. And the third thing is he founded a company called Retrophin. It's also a biotechnology pharmaceutical company similar to the ones that he has majority stakes in now, which is Turing Pharmaceutical and Kalos Bios. At Retrophin, he is accused of, and the company actually sued him over this in August. And none of these companies have been accused of wrongdoing. I just want to add that in there. Of taking Retrophin stock and shares and using it to pay off those aggrieved hedge fund investors that he basically said had doubled their returns, when in actuality, you know, the hedge funds had no money in them. So, you know, he basically took money from a company that he founded without permission of the board and gave it to pay off unrelated business debts.
And has he said anything since his arrest?
We have not gotten comment back with him. We have published comments from the companies. Of course, Retrophin is, you know, cooperating, has not been accused of any wrongdoing at any point. So we are really looking forward to hearing kind of what his response to this is going to be. It's going to be fascinating. Obviously, he's known for, and in many people's opinion, being contentious on Twitter and kind of going to war with people over Twitter, which would include all of pretty much almost all of our presidential candidates at this point over his drug pricing strategies.
And there are a lot of people talking on Twitter today saying very bad things about him, being very happy that he has been arrested and charged.
Yeah, you definitely get a sense in the social media world today of some schadenfreude with this one. Of course, he is not proven guilty yet. So, of course, the law needs to work his course, and we'll definitely follow that very carefully. But, you know, the BBC dubbed him the most hated man in America. And he became very recently, in fact, in the last couple of weeks, very much more a household name than he was anytime with the more so with the drug issues, is when he bought a single copy of a popular music group called the Wu-Tang Clan for $2 million, I believe. And that, of course, also created a ton of controversy because he angered people by saying that he may listen to it when he's in a bad mood. And, you know, I think typically in those situations, people want to have access to it or at least hear it or, have something besides it being this kind of closed secret system, because it's a cult band and they have a ton of followers and a ton of fans. So that was also an incredibly interesting twist and color. And that album, actually, going back to what's happening with his case here with the Department of Justice, could be vulnerable to asset forfeiture.
Wow. This case just gets stranger and stranger and stranger.
Does.
And we'll continue to follow it. But again, the big news here, Martin Shkreli has been arrested and charged with securities fraud. Bloomberg's Carrie Geiger, thank you so much for bringing us up to date on that.